Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever wondered what kind of faith truly moves the heart of God? In a world that constantly demands proof, signs, and tangible evidence before believing, the story of the Roman centurion in Matthew 8 stands as a powerful reminder of the extraordinary blessings that come from simple, unwavering faith. This Gentile soldier, with no prior covenant relationship with God, astonished Jesus by believing that a single word from him was enough to heal his servant. You see, when we move beyond the need for external validation and anchor our faith in the authority of Scripture alone, we position ourselves for divine breakthroughs that defy natural limitations. In today's message titled, Obtaining the Greater Blessing, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares that the deepest blessings aren't found in signs or evidence, but in a quiet confidence that takes God at his word.
Jesus said there was a greater blessing to be obtained. That greater blessing comes from using a supernatural God kind of faith based on God's word. The Bible says that Jesus marveled at the centurion's great faith. So what was the centurion faith? A faith that made Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, marvel is worth examining. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 8 verses 5 to 8 that when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Hallelujah. So the centurion did not need Jesus to come to his house to heal his servant. He trusted in Jesus' word. We can see that the person who believes the word of God is operating in great faith because Jesus marveled at this man's faith. This centurion believed that the spoken word of Jesus was sufficient to produce his miracle. He didn't need Jesus to come to his house. He had the faith in Jesus' word. Therefore, we can see that anyone who simply believes the written word of God is operating in a much higher form of faith than the person who requires additional proof, than the person who requires some evidence. So compare the centurion's faith with the little faith of Thomas in John chapter 20 that we discussed in the previous message. You know, Thomas said that he would not believe in Jesus' resurrection unless he saw the nail prints in his hands and put his finger in them and his hand in the wound in his side. The Bible says in John chapter 20 that now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Jesus then appeared to the disciples, including Thomas, and invited him to touch his hands and side to overcome his doubt. After Jesus invited Thomas to touch his nail marks, Thomas exclaimed, my Lord and my God. And that's recorded in John chapter 20, verse 28. So Jesus then responded by saying, and that's the key, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Hallelujah. I want to obtain this blessing. There's a greater blessing to be obtained, my friend. The type of faith that Thomas operated in was human faith. It was a natural faith based on what he could see. Human faith has to be based on physical evidence. It cannot believe what it cannot see. However, God's kind of faith, which has been imparted to every single believer, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, that we have all been given the measure of faith. It's so marvelous that every single believer has been given faith. So let me tell you my own experience. You know, I was just a church goer when I got born again and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit started showing me all that was not true and that God is still doing miracles today. You know, many people think God has changed. He's not doing miracles. You haven't gone near where miracles can be seen, I tell you. And so I started believing for miracles. I started seeking God. I wanted to see him. I wanted a vision. I wanted a dream. I was praying that I could hear voices. I was fasting and praying and trying to do everything I could so that God would manifest himself in some visible, tangible way to me. I had been listening to people who talked about that and how they heard God in an audible voice. Anytime I heard preachers saying this, I was marveled. They saw visions, they had dreams. When I found out that all these things were true and that I have been missing out on this sort of things, I so longed to see Jesus. And so I was pressing whichever way I could. And I'm telling you, my friend, this wasn't wrong at all. It was a good desire, but I longed to see him with my physical eyes. And that's when the Lord revealed to me that the difference between the centurion's faith and Thomas's faith is that, you see, God the Spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because there is difference. The centurion said, just speak the word and I don't need any evidence of anything. And I'm pretty sure my servant will be healed. But on the other hand, Thomas wanted physical evidence. And that's the difference. God can speak to you in an audible voice. He can show himself to you in a visible form. He can do all kinds of things. God has done that and he still does it today. I'm telling you, you can get those things. But then, rather, there is a greater blessing on you if you would just take his word and believe it. Then you can operate in a greater anointing, my friend. Believe in the word of God, act on it, and receive greater blessings. That's what Jesus is saying. God, I see it in the word. That's what I would say. And that's sufficient. I don't have to have anything to confirm to me that this was your word. I don't have to have somebody call out my name and prophesy over me. God, you show me in the word, and I am going to believe it, and I made that decision. Even though sometimes I have seen things visibly, I have heard an audible voice from God many times. I have had physical manifestation that other people have. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that there is something wrong, but I am more blessed when I operate in God's highest faith. And that's just believing the word. Because he has said it, that's all. I just take action. I want to operate in the greatest degree of faith. And it's just trusting God's word, my friend. I tell you, it's better to do that than looking out for physical manifestation like Thomas did. You know, let me tell you this as well. In the early stages of my ministry, I would never preach or pray for the sick until I felt the anointing of the Lord all over me. If I never felt the anointing, I didn't want to mount on the platform and preach. If I never felt the anointing, I would never pray for somebody. But as time went on, I changed my practice. And I tell you, I have seen some great miracles, some great demonstration of God's power in our meetings when I felt no tangible anointing on my body. Thomas said, until I see Christ physically. And unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. But Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That's a greater blessing to be obtained, my friend. You need to go for that. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith pleases God and God will meet you where you are. You know, there may be some of you that have seen things and heard things, and there's nothing wrong with that. I have seen things and heard things. That doesn't make you inferior. Some of the great men and women of God have seen things, but I am saying based on these scriptures that the greatest way of walking in faith, the thing that pleases God the most, is when you take the word of God and believe it without having to see, without having to have something proven to you, without any physical evidence. That's when you are more blessed. The word is what produces these other visible things. And praise God for them. I rejoice when I see and feel the presence of God. But I am going to stand on the word of God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I feel like. I don't care if the doctor confirms you are healed or not. You see, sometimes people receive their healing when I pray for them. And they say, praise God, I am going to the doctor and see if I was healed. But that's wrong, my friend. You need to believe that the word of God says you are healed. And that's period. You know, he has said it. That's it. You are healed. If you want to go to a doctor to confirm it and get confirmation so you can bless other people, then that's okay. You ought to have the word of God that I am healed by his stripes. I am healed. I don't care what my body feels like. I don't care what a test feels like. I don't care what anybody has to say. This is what God's word says, and I believe it, and I know that there are many of you that think that's absolutely irresponsible. You say that, oh, it's irresponsible, you will never do that. But let me say that you chose to believe that way. The word of God is a touchstone of truth. Because in our society today, we have been molded to believe that you are absolutely stupid or silly or even foolish to believe in something that you cannot see, taste, hear, or smell. You see, you think that it's wrong to believe something that you cannot prove or attest to. That's how we have been molded by our society today to believe. But I'm telling you that we just believe in the word of God, and you don't have to have the Lord come and wave his hands over you. You don't have to have him enter into your house. You don't have to have somebody touch you. You don't have to have something physical or natural happen. But just get the word specifically from God. And because it's from God, it's truth and it will come to pass. God never alters his word, my friend. He never changes it. It's a covenant. The power that created this universe also created the Bible. You see, God spoke the universe into being, and that's the power of his word. The Bible is as powerful as the force that created the universe, but it's got to be taken off the page of the Bible and then just put it in your heart and mix it with faith. I'm telling you, if you would do that, it's going to work for you. Word of God is alive and powerful. Take it as it is. The Bible says that let God be true and everyone else a liar. His word is truth, my friend. It doesn't have any power until you get it off the page and put in your heart. The Bible is a perfect representation of the word of God. If you want God to speak to you, go to the Bible. Believe in the word of God. Act on it and receive greater blessings, my friend. So, my friend, if you are born again Christian, take the word of God seriously, because Bible says that, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's why we have been provided with the Bible. And if you haven't received Christ, you don't even know the truth. The first step is to do so, is to receive him. He is the word. He is the truth. He is the one who can lead you to the Father. He is the one who will grant you the wisdom that God gives so you can have right standing with Him. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.